With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Montanans on both sides of the abortion issue weighed in today on the Trump administration's plan to bar taxpayer-funded family planning clinics from referring women for abortions. Edward O'Brien reports.
The Trump plan echoes a Reagan-era rule to ban abortion referrals by federally funded clinics. It would also bar those same clinics from sharing space with abortion providers. Planned Parenthood of Montana president and CEO Martha Stall derides the proposal as a gag rule that is
a fundamental attack on women's access to health care based in ideological feelings that are actually not reflected by the American public nor by the greater medical community.
But abortion opponents argue the current federal family planning program essentially cross-subsidizes abortion services provided by Planned Parenthood, whose clinics are also major recipients of grants for family planning and basic preventive care. That Title X program serves about 4 million women annually. Planned Parenthood clinics also qualify for Title X grants, but those funds must be kept separate from money used to pay for abortions. Jeff Laslaffy of the Pro-Life Montana Family Foundation welcomes the Trump administration's move.
And so all they're saying is that if you're going to do abortions, you do abortions, and if you're going to do family planning, you do family planning, but you cannot commingle funds with a wink and a nod.
According to Planned Parenthood CEO Martha Stall, 20,000 Montanans get reproductive health care services through Title X programs. She says 16,000 of them are served by Planned Parenthood's five statewide clinics.
So with the removal of Planned Parenthood from that program, it would mean that we would no longer be able to offer the services on the same sliding fee scale that we currently use.
Stall says some of those clients may be eligible for Medicaid. Others would need to try to enroll in some other form of health care coverage, such as the Affordable Care Act. Some Montanans don't qualify for those programs, and those, she says, are the people who would be most adversely affected by this plan. The Montana Family Foundation's Jeff Laslaffy.
Women and girls get the most robust care at non-abortion centers like community and rural health care centers, and those actually outnumber abortion providers like Planned Parenthood 20 to 1 nationwide. There will be plenty of care out there, and the level of care will be just as good as it is now.
According to the Associated Press, the U.S. abortion rate has dropped significantly from about 29 per 1,000 women of reproductive age in 1980 to about 15 per 1,000 in 2014. The Health and Human Services Department sent its proposal to rewrite the rules to the White House, setting in motion a regulatory process that could take months. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.